At KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Let's take a look at what's going on in the way of local news for today. Well, as of 6 o'clock last night, Amador County Elections had received 15,955 ballots for a cumulative turnout of 62.3%. Now, vote center locations are open today and will be open through the close of the polls on Tuesday. Amador County Supervisors Chambers, the Mace Meadows Golf Course, and the Ione Memorial Hall. They all will be open today from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for in-person voting. Tomorrow they will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now, Dropbox locations are still open. Amador County Administration Building, Pine Grove Market, Young's Payless Market, Volcano Country Store, Ione Plaza Market, and Pokerville Market. Now, again, make sure you know the times that these will close daily. Now, I will tell you that on Election Day, the drop box at the County Administration Building will be picked up at 8 o'clock. On Election Day, the box will close at 8 o'clock at the Pine Grove Market, at 7 o'clock at Young's Payless Market in Pioneer, at 7 o'clock at Pokerville Market, at 6 o'clock at the Ione Plaza Market, and 6 o'clock at the Volcano Country Store. Those are the drop box locations. But once again, the vote center locations will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow. Mace Meadows Golf Course, Ione Memorial Hall, and the Amador County Supervisors Chambers. And once again, they will be open today from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Well, the Amador County Grand Jury, in its report issued last week, issued an update on the situation at the Amador Water Agency. In last year's grand jury report, AWA had come in for harsh criticism over management practices, personnel matters, and transparency to the public, especially on financial matters. Well, in the report update, the grand jury notes improvements at the water agency. The agency has improved transparency, increasing the info available online and through social media. There's been a changeover in management, with a new agency head now in place. AWA has initiated its own investigation into workplace conditions. The grand jury investigated and found that employees of AWA not retaliated against for offering testimony to the grand jury. Well, the grand jury also makes suggestions for further improvements, such as fully training staff on use of the agency's financial software, seek professional membership and certification from government finance professional organizations, and ensure that public info is understandable by the average ratepayer. The grand jury requests that AWA respond to these suggestions within 90 days.
At around 5 o'clock Saturday evening, CAL FIRE, along with local fire units, responded to the report of two spot fires burning near Waterman Road and Highway 124 outside of Ione. The fires were burning along the roadside in dry grass and vegetation at a slow rate of spread. Just as units arrived at the scene, a third small spot fire was reported by motorists along Highway 49 near Village Drive just outside of Plymouth. The Waterman vegetation fire was contained by 6:30 at just over 3 acres. The fire outside of Plymouth was stopped at just a 100 by 100 foot spot fire shortly after firefighters arrived. Now, fire crews at both locations say due to the lack of wind, the fires were kept from spreading very quickly. It's uncertain if the three roadside fires were connected, and they are under investigation.
Well, early Saturday morning, Calaveras fire crews called out to a reported fire off Quartz Mine Road near Swiss Ranch Road. First reported just after 6 in the morning. When first responders arrived, they discovered a travel trailer fully engulfed in flames. Crews able to extinguish the fire before the flames spread to any nearby vegetation. There was no word as to whether anyone was inside the trailer when the blaze ignited. The trailer was destroyed. What sparked the fire? Under investigation. Crews were on the scene mopping up for over an hour.
And on Friday, Calaveras Public Health confirmed 7 additional cases of COVID-19. The cases include one female under the age of 17, one female and two males between 18 to 49, one female between 50 and 64 years of age, and one female and one male over the age of 65. To date, Calaveras Public Health reports a total of 354 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Of those cases, 322 cases have since recovered, while 11 cases remain active. There have been a total of 21 confirmed deaths related to COVID-19 in Calaveras County. Now, Calaveras County is currently at the minimal risk level, or yellow, on the state's four-tiered COVID-19 system. Amador County remains at the orange level.
The Amador County Sheriff's Office currently investigating reports of a missing person. On Friday the 23rd, Savannah Lee Berger, reported missing by her mother, has not been seen since. It was reported Savannah may have been going to West Point. The Sheriff's Office says Berger does not own a vehicle, so it's likely she may be getting rides from someone or may have taken a ride from someone in the area. If anyone has seen or talked to Savannah since the 23rd, please contact the Sheriff's Office, or if you have any information about her current whereabouts, contact them as soon as possible. Photos of Savannah Berger have been posted on the Facebook pages of both the Amador County Sheriff's Office and KVGC.
And the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office reported late Friday night that 14-year-old Kaylee Arney has been found and is safe. According to reports, around 7 o'clock Friday night, detectives located the girl at a residence in West Point. After a lengthy investigation by detectives, three people were arrested in connection with the case. The girl is in good health and does not need medical attention. Detectives have spent the last few days completing their investigation. Kaylee was first reported missing on October 22nd. They are expected to release more information into this incident either late today or later this week.
Well, the California Chamber of Commerce recently released its report card of the 2019-2020 legislative session and how California's legislators voted. The bills are grouped into 10 subject areas: banking and finance, California Environmental Quality Act, environmental regulation, health care, housing and land use, industrial safety and health, labor and employment, privacy and cybersecurity, product regulation, and taxation. Now, Senator Andreas Borges, who represents Amador and Calaveras counties, received a 100% rating from the Cal Chamber. He's one of six senators to vote in line with the 10 pieces of legislation the statewide chamber, the largest business organization in the state, took a stance on. Now, the chamber group also took stances on 11 bills in the assembly. Assemblyman Frank Bigelow voted in line with 10 of those 11. The only piece of legislation Bigelow voted against was SB 1120. The bill would increase housing production in California and encourages more small-scale neighborhood development by creating a ministerial approval process for duplexes and other specified acts. The Cal Chamber recognizes there are many bills supported or opposed by business not included in this vote, record, and analysis.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.